Good afternoon or morning or evening, wherever you're joining from. Welcome to today's webinar. It's so good to have you. But today's webinar is all about how to develop a strong brand voice. And I do have our branding and copywriting expert, Lyle, here. I don't want to put any stress on Lyle, but I do want you guys to know that every time Lyle is on the webinar, we receive the highest marks on our survey after. So I think you're in for a treat today.
Oh my gosh, now I'm so nervous. Everyone be nice, please. Give me a good score.
All right. So in case this is your first time joining us for a HeyOrca webinar, by the way, we do these every Thursday, so I hope to see you again. But we are HeyOrca. We are a social media scheduler for teams and agencies. So we are here to help you with any of your social media management needs. And our favorite part is that we have unlimited users, which really helps with budgets. I know budgets are tight right now. So yes, it's a really important part of our differentiation here. I'll just introduce ourselves really quickly. So I'm Jessie. I'm the director of marketing at HeyOrca. So just want as many social media managers and teams to use us as possible. That is my day to day. And I'll pass it over to Lyle to introduce yourself.
Cool. Thanks, Jessie. I'm Lyle. I'm a marketing manager at HeyOrca, and I'm a previous copywriter, and I'm super excited to talk about brand voice today.
It is going to be great. All right, enough from me. I'm going to pass it to Lyle, who is going to tell you all about brand voice.
Yay! Thanks, Jessie. I'm so excited to talk about brand voice. We've talked about brand voice a little bit. We've touched on it in some previous copywriting webinars, and we do have several copywriting webinars. So if you are interested, you can go back. We have them all on YouTube. You can find them on heyorca.com/webinars, and they're all listed there. So some of this content might be a little bit familiar, but if you've seen it before, it's good to get a refresher because who doesn't like a refresher? This stuff is important and exciting, but some of it might be new for you. So the first thing I want to do is talk about what the heck brand voice really means and what is brand tone, because they are often confused for each other, and that's fine. They are two different things, but they work together. So brand voice is what you say. So this is really like your core message, key messages, values, your personality that stays pretty much the same across everything. The what of what you're saying should be pretty consistent. Brand tone changes. This is how you say things. So your tone can change with context, the channel that you're posting on. Like, you're going to probably sound different on social versus a press release. And that's a good thing. But the message that you're sending will stay consistent. And brand tone can change depending on the emotion. So all that contextual stuff plays into brand tone. How you say things, brand voice is what you say. So today we're going to talk a lot about brand voice, which is your core message, the what of what you're saying. But you'll also see some brand tone stuff sprinkled in there. Something that helps me like tell the difference, hopefully this isn't like making it more complicated than it needs to be, but like my favorite restaurant, Jack Astor's, I'm obsessed with it. I will probably, I didn't mean to even launch into this example, but if I'm talking to our CEO, Joe, about my favorite restaurant, it's probably going to sound different than if I spoke to my little sisters about my love for Jack Astor's. I might sound a little bit more professional if I'm talking to Joe, slightly more professional, than to my sisters. I would be a little bit more unhinged. But my main message, my passion for this restaurant, is going to stay the same, but my tone will change depending on the context. Okay, so next I want to think about, just look at some examples of brand voice in the wild. So I have three examples here. They're all quite different. So I'll start with the one at the top left there. That's Visit Finland. So their website at the top says happiness. It's in our nature, the happiest country in the world. So I would describe their brand tone as fresh. They actually describe it as fresh themselves. And by fresh, I mean nature inspired. There's a lot of like natural sort of imagery in their copy. It's playful, like happiness. It's in our nature. There's a couple different ways you can interpret that. So it's playful, but it's also elevated, in my opinion. They actually don't use the word elevated to describe their brand tone. But as an example, on social, instead of saying like, oh, there was a sunset or there was a sunrise and it was beautiful, they'll say like, the scenery was painted with orange and pink hues. Like, it's very poetic, which is kind of cool and different to see, especially on social. So I would describe their voice, their messaging as elevated, fresh, and playful. And so that's going to look a lot different than this next example, the one that says, we suck. That's by Oatly. Their brand voice, as you can see, is very self-deprecating. Like, what other brand is going to come out and be like, we suck? They're bold and funny or punny. And I say that because this post, "We Suck," is actually about straws. And they're talking about how they were not like quick enough, in their opinion, to adopt like eco-friendly straws. So that's kind of a cool play on words there. But I don't think that Visit Finland is going to adopt that brand voice. They're very, very distinct. And that's a good thing, obviously. Then I have the IRS there. And that is kind of a fun one because their brand voice, or their brand tone rather, is very, very different on social than their website. Their website is more buttoned up. It's formal. But social is kind of unhinged, like in the best way. On social, they're trendy, lighthearted, casual, and approachable. And they really lean into those trends. But if you are following the IRS, I would encourage you to pay attention to how educational they are, because that's sort of the through line. That is their voice, is educational, and it's consistently educational. So even in this example where they're talking about Shrek of all things, which is like, what? They're using Shrek as a like mechanism to deliver educational information. And that's like the through line, their website and their social. It connects because it's all educational. I guess probably I shouldn't read this whole thing out, but it's just so fun if you follow them. So I'll read just a little bit of it. "We know you're overjoyed to get your refund. Before you believe in a fairy tale, the IRS has a great tax tip to help you know the difference between myths and facts about tax refunds. When you're trying to find the status of your refund, there's no need to go to the highest room in the tallest tower. The where's my refund tool is blah, blah, blah." So they're not just saying like, Shrek does his taxes too, and that's why you should. Like, they're really using this as a mechanism to deliver their educational content. So kind of cool. Just an example, something to think about.
We have some examples of what our community has seen on social. So of course, Duolingo has been brought up, especially as of right now where Duo is dead, guys. So it's a little bit darker than normal. We also have an example from Jen about National Parks account, and a few people also agreeing with that one. Or PopFlex is another great example. Loving all these examples in the chat, guys.
Awesome. We'll have to note them down so we can go investigate all of them too. Okay, so I also just popped in Hayorka's website. You can't read this. That's fine. You don't need to. But I just wanted to point out, because I'm going to use Hayorka as an example in some of the exercises to come. Our brand voice, I'm not here to be like, our brand voice is perfect and it is the format that you need to follow. It's evolving and we're always open to feedback as well. But what we aspire to do at Hayorka is develop a brand voice that's playful, social, cheerful or positive, intelligent and intuitive. And those all happen to be, lucky for us, the qualities of an orca whale. So that's just great. But that's, you don't need to memorize that. That's just information so that you can sort of see how it works in some of the examples to come. So if you want to develop a strong brand voice, there's four steps that I would suggest you follow. And the first one is a fact gathering mission, essentially. And some of us are going to be working for organizations or working with clients that already have a ton of information, which is great. They already have a mission statement and a vision statement and all that good stuff. Other social media managers might not have access to this. Maybe you're working with a client who's like super new. That's totally fine. If you do happen to have this information, if you happen to have a mission statement, vision statement, any boilerplate descriptions, like paragraphs that you might use if you were going to do a podcast appearance or something. Brand values, even if they're brand values that you use, like when you are hiring a new team member. Positioning statements or differentiation statements that you use or your sales team uses when you're being compared to your competitors. All of that good stuff. Gather it and put it in a folder or some sort of document so that it's all together. And again, if you don't have this stuff, that's okay. I would recommend that you just start a conversation with your client or your team and you start talking about what these things might look like. I would start at the top of the list with your mission statement, then move down to your vision, etc. But what you're going to do when you look for this stuff is just look for a common theme. It should be ideally one word or 1 to 3 words, a couple terms, but probably not like paragraphs and paragraphs. The theme should be like easily defined, really simple. So for Hayorka, the common theme, it might be obvious, hopefully it's obvious, is community. So when we look at all of our material here, community is all over the place. Maybe sometimes too much, like it's in everything, not too much. Like, we love community. But that's what I'm going to keep in mind when I'm doing the exercises to follow. Let's say you work with a med spa brand. Maybe your term, the common theme, is wellness. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's something completely different. I'm just trying to think of other examples here on the slide. So, like, you work maybe with an energy drink brand. Maybe the common theme is adventure. So with that in mind, I have a couple of exercises that I would suggest you do with your team. These are team exercises. And honestly, they're so fun. So the first one, let me back up. All of the exercises, the goal of the exercises is to determine what the heck is your brand's personality. And really, when you find your brand's personality, you found your voice. So for the first exercise, I don't know what I'm calling this. I didn't make this up, by the way. This is like a tried and true exercise. Some people call it the dinner party, but let's just call it party time. So for this exercise, you want to pretend that your brand is a person and they're going to attend the party. It could be a dinner party, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a frat party. It could be, I don't know, something kind of obscure and cool, like a LARPing event. Like, it could be anything. Think outside of the box. But you want to answer these questions with your team. What kind of party is it? Who the heck is there? So you want to think about your competitors, but also your target audience, of course. This one's interesting. How would your brand dress? What would your brand talk about? My favorite. How would your brand make others feel? Would your brand bring a gift? Hopefully yes, but maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. And when would your brand arrive? Would you be right on time, fashionably late, too early? I don't know. So for Heyorka, here are some ideas that I would use to get our team started. Ideally, your answers would be a lot longer than this. Like, you'd have good, rich discussion about it. But just to get the ideas flowing, here's how I would answer. What kind of party is it? For Heyorka, I don't think we'd really fit in at like a frat party or a rave. I don't think that's for us, but I do see us fitting in at a dinner party that's really about networking and connection. And actually, we've thrown and attended several of these, so it's right up our alley. Who is there? I would actually list out our competitors, and I would get more specific about, you know, of course, we want social media marketers there, but in what industry? What are their hobbies? What do they like to do and talk about? Like, I get more specific about the people that are going to be attending the dinner party. How would your brand dress? This is such a strange question, but it really gets you thinking. Like, Heyorka is probably not going to show up to the party in a all black pantsuit. We probably would be dressing slightly on the casual side, in something maybe colorful, and probably something trendy. Maybe not so trendy, like, I don't know if we're going to be shopping at Fashion Nova, but trendy enough, like, TikTok tells us that skinny jeans are not the vibe anymore. So I would follow that. I would say, okay, maybe a wide leg pant and maybe a pink color. I don't know. It sounds so silly, but these are the ideas you want to talk about because you want to really get to the root of what is your brand's personality and what matters to them. Okay. So what would your brand talk about? I think we would lead with our favorite social trends. We're obsessed with social trends. So I think we would start the conversation with that and we'd really get the energy, up by talking about social trends. And we'd also be really honing in on the power of community because that's what matters to Heyorka. How would your brand make others feel? Again, my favorite question. My answer would be empowered, connected, and also we want to make others feel self-confident. And would we bring a gift? I had to think a while about what would the actual gift be? Because the answer immediately is, of course, Heyorka would bring a gift. But who's the host? I don't know yet. I have to discuss with the team. But I'm thinking, okay, maybe a social detox kit for the host, maybe. What's in that? Guys, I haven't gotten that far. But it is important for Heyorka to encourage people to log off social media, even though it's our jobs, it's important to log off. So a social detox kit sounds like it might be right up our alley for a gift for the party. And when would we arrive? I have to say early because we are keeners. I can't imagine us arriving late. Here are some other exercises I would suggest that you do with your team. So we talked about the dinner party. Another good one to try is opposite day. It's very, very simple. Just get together with your team and try and describe the complete opposite of your brand. What would you never, ever, ever, ever do or say? Because naturally, when you talk about what you wouldn't do, you're going to get that much closer to what you would do and say. And then another favorite is the celebrity game. pick a celebrity spokesperson for your brand, hypothetical, because not all of us have the budget to hire our favorite celebrity as a spokesperson. Who would this person be and who would not be a good fit for your brand and why? So we did this as a team, and here are some of the funny responses that we had. The idea is you might not actually arrive on one single celebrity that would be a good fit, but really by discussing people and their attributes, their characteristics, you're going to understand as a team what characteristics are important to you, what characteristics you want to embody as a brand. So some of the ones that we came up with, Dolly Parton, she is always giving back. Also, she's kind of a Hannah Montana. No one knows what she looks like or what she does when she's not performing, which is kind of like a social media manager. I feel like a lot of us are very extroverted online. And then in our real lives, perhaps we're a little bit more introverted. So that's kind of a cool match. We had Drew Barrymore. She's a little quirky, and I think probably Hey Worker is a little bit on the quirky side, but very, very, very compassionate, or it seems so anyway. We had Paris Hilton because from what we've seen, apparently she's always giving back and interacting with her community, which is something that we aspire to do. Also, she just like is sparkly and iconic, and we aspire to be very sparkly and colorful and pink. So I'm not going to read out all of the other ones, but you'll see in some of the comments there, like one person on our team says that they see our brand as approachable, helpful, resourceful, which are great qualities. And we want to make sure that our brand voice exudes those qualities. I would also encourage you, when you're thinking about the spokesperson that would not be a good fit for your brand, it's going to be really easy to come up with people that are just so controversial that they wouldn't make a good spokesperson for any brand. But try to think about someone who, a celebrity who would be a good spokesperson for a brand, not just your brand, or just not your brand. So for example, I was trying to think of someone, and the person that came to mind, this is going to sound maybe a little bizarre, is Tony Hawk. I don't know anything about this man. I know he does skateboarding, I think. Not sure if he's had any controversies. I hope not. But the idea is this person would probably make a good spokesperson for a sporty brand, for maybe that energy drink example that we talked about, but probably not Hiorka, because Hiorka is not very sporty. So that's the idea. Like, it would be easy to pick a politician or someone who's just not going to be a good spokesperson at all. So yeah, work with your team on that. And really the idea is to get to the root of what characteristics are important to your brand. Okay. Now, once you've done all of those exercises, you should have a lot of words and ideas and stuff floating around. So you want to bring them into a document. And so the idea is you're going to develop 3 to 5 statements. And it's just fill in the blanks like this. We are blank, but not blank. Cause it's important to define what you are, and equally as important to define what you're not. So for Hiorka, I filled in a couple of these, 3 of them. Okay. So for Hiorka, we are clever. We aspire to be quite punny, but at the same time, we don't want to be confusing. So we don't want to be so punny that you can't read our copy. We don't want to sacrifice clarity for cleverness. So that's what we have in our statement. We also aspire to be very educational. We want to help our community and put out free resources. We want to be so helpful. But we do not need to be academic. We don't want to be academic because we exist in the social space, and it doesn't really make sense for us to be super formal and talk like we're a professor and we know everything. Nothing wrong with being academic. It's just not for our brand. So that's why we have, we're educational, but we don't need to be academic. The next one is we are cheerful. We really aspire to be very positive and look at things on the bright side. But we don't want to sugarcoat things. Like, we don't want to be so cheerful that we're being dishonest. And I think that's important for us as social media managers, because a lot of the times, I mean, as we know, social can be kind of a challenging place to work in, especially if you have clients that don't maybe understand social fully, or maybe you have a leadership team that's like a little bit iffy on social. And also there's trolls in the comments that are like, social is not a real job. We don't agree with that. So we want to look at the bright side, because we truly believe that, like, of course, social can be a very rewarding and fulfilling career. So we're cheerful about that. We're positive about it, because that's what we believe. But we don't sugarcoat things, because there are challenges of working in social. So once you have your statements together with your team, you should, like I said, have 3 to 5. You can expand on them a little bit. Like you can add maybe 1 or 2 sentences to the end of each if you feel that they need a little bit more explanation. And then, but actually don't add like tons of sentences. I would keep it to like 1 or 2 additional sentences per statement max. And then take all that and put it into the same folder that you have all your other material in, your vision statement, mission statement, all of that. So it all lives together. So anyone on your team, any new team members can go to that resource and have everything that they need in one place. Okay, so we're now on number 2. All of that was number 1. But I promise you the next couple ones are much shorter. So stick with me, please. Okay, so number 2 is we want to understand your community of customers or potential customers. So this is going to be you. You're going to ask your customers, just who the heck are you and what is your problem? If you have, some of us will have it, some of us won't. If you have a document about your ICP, your ideal customer profile, you want to pull it out here. If you don't have that, that's okay. But I would encourage you to start a conversation with your client or your team members about nailing down who your ideal customer really is and get very specific about that. We actually do have a webinar about that. We can pop the link to it in the chat. But this is one of the exercises I've covered in a previous webinar, but I'm going to cover it again because I love it so much. And it is really easy to do. And I also think that our anyone who studied English in university or college is going to love it. You basically want to do a close reading of your reviews. If you do not have reviews, I would suggest looking at the reviews of your direct competitors, because probably chances are that you're going to be trying to go after the same group of customers. You can also look at, if you're clear on what your ICP looks like, you can look at reviews from other brands in totally different industries that they shop at, as long as you're sure that it's the same audience at both. So what you want to do when you read the reviews is look for their word choice, look for the vocabulary that they're using. So keep an eye out for words that surprise you, words that spark curiosity, or words that just keep coming up over and over and over again. Chances are those words are important. And when you read the reviews, ask yourself, which words do you want to embrace as a brand? So I pulled some. These are real reviews for a Pilates studio. I've never been, but it sounds like they're awesome. They have a lot of 5-star reviews. I think it's called Oak Hill Pilates in Dallas. So I would read these reviews if I was working for this company, and I would pick out important words that surprise, spark your curiosity, or come up a lot. So things that come up are incredibly comfortable, welcoming and supportive environment, encouraging and reassuring, confidence, knowledgeable, supportive, challenging, and rejuvenating. These are all words that I want to use in my own copy to make sure that my brand voice reflects my community. And it's not that you want to steal your community's voice and adopt it as your own, but you want there to be similarities between the way that you show up, the way that you present your personality, and the way that your community does. So more words: knowledgeable and motivating, comfortable, perfect balance of fun and intensity, stronger and energized, encouraging and supportive, confident again, energy and vibes. This one surprised me. Decorated and clean. When I go to Pilates, I don't think so much really about the cleanliness of the studio. I just always assume, of course, it's going to be clean. But this studio must be so clean that it captures your attention, because clean, calm, clean, and uplifting keep coming up. So I would note down here, okay, clean is something that I'm going to start talking about in my social posts. Some other things that came up about this brand: a total vibe. Okay, it's giving girly pop energy. We love that. Pure joy. I love pure joy. I would steal pure joy and use it in my copy. I say steal, but I would borrow it. The right amount of challenging, very welcoming and inclusive environment. So these are all things that stand out as being really important to my community and therefore really important to my brand. Okay, now that you have all these words everywhere floating around, you want to put them into a document. I don't know why I keep doing that accent. I'm so sorry. I'm just getting excited. Okay, so you're going to make a chart. It's so simple, 2 columns, as you can see. So words you use, on the left, and on the right, you want to put words that you can say words that you don't use or words that you want to avoid, because sometimes you'll break the rules and use the words that you don't use. But generally speaking, you want to avoid these words. So all the words you want to embrace from the reviews, talk to your team. Which ones do you want to start using in your copy? Which ones are reflective of your brand voice? And pop them in the words we use column. And then talk to your team. What words are maybe the opposite of that? What words are related that we don't want to use? Here's what part of our chart looks like at Hiorca. So words we use. Community. You've heard us say that a million times. The pod. That's our name for our community. Both our users, non-users, email subscribers. Everyone that interacts with Hiorca, you are part of the pod. Words that we don't use. Fans, followers, audience. Followers, that one, of course, we can talk about followers as a metric because we work in social media, but we don't call our community members our followers. They're our community members. Words we use, all in one place. Something that's related that we don't use is one-stop shop. Just because personally, I feel that one-stop shop has a, it sort of cheapens, the vibes are a little cheap. Words we use. Powerful. Hiorca is powerful for marketers, but we don't like the word for us, dominant, just because for our brand, it feels a little bit more aggressive than we would like to feel. And then also words we use, easy, simple, intuitive. Words we don't use, basic, unless we're talking about basic plans, and light. Also, when we started our podcast, I wanted to call it the pod so bad, and I'm so glad we didn't because that would have been so confusing. Okay, so back to it. Number three, the third thing I would encourage you to look at when you're developing a brand voice is your style. And by style, I really just mean the way that you write. So things like your sentence structure, your syntax, how you put a sentence together, and your word choice, which we've been talking a lot about. All of these things, the style in which you write, can really work to bring out your brand voice, bring it to life. So there, I have a whole list of questions that I would encourage you and your team to talk about and hopefully, ideally, get solid answers to. You might not be able to answer all of them, and that's okay because, as you can see, there's a billion questions here. But if you can nail down answers to a good amount of these questions, that would be awesome. And the idea is when you do have answers to these questions, type them all up and put them in that same folder in your brand guidelines or whatever you want to call it, editorial guidelines. So again, all of that information can live together in one place. So here's some of the questions that I would encourage you to try and answer. One is, do we use contractions? So do you say cannot or can't? If you're writing on social, chances are that you probably do use contractions. But if you can get that in writing so that everyone has a consistent way of writing, consistent style, that's great. Do you have a preferred way of spelling or capitalizing product or service names? I feel like admittedly at Hiorca, we can probably do a better job of this. But when you spell, well, I think we spell our product names correctly, but capitalization we could work on. But when you are consistent in the way that you present your offer names, you have so much more credibility. So to document that is a good thing. How do you handle emojis? It sounds like such a silly question, but there's so many different ways to handle emojis. So for example, at Hiorca, we prefer to put the emoji on the outside of the sentence so it doesn't interrupt the punctuation because that's more accessible. But you might have a different way of writing emojis or using emojis. Are any emojis off limits? At Hiorca, we tend to not like to use the gun emoji, for example, for I hope obvious reasons. But there could be a whole bunch of emojis that are off limits for your brand or emojis that you prefer to use. So I would encourage you to document those. Are you using inclusive, gender neutral, and respectful language? And what does that look like for your brand? And do you follow specific style guides? So if you work at like a larger organization, you might have these rules already in place. They might say you should be using AP style. Maybe you have custom style rules. At Hiorca, we have custom rules. So for example, for our titles, like on social media graphics, we prefer to use sentence casing. So we don't use title casing for capitalization, but you might, and that's totally fine. The idea is you want to stay consistent. Do you use sentence fragments? So for example, do you start sentences with and, but, because, and they're not necessarily grammatically correct complete sentences, but they still make sense in the context of the rest of your post. For social, for Hayorka, that is fair game. We are using sentence fragments all the time and I'm obsessed, but they might not make sense for your brand. So that's something that you have to discuss with your team. Do you allow slang, jargon, or industry specific terms? For Hayorka, we can say, I mean, I guess CTA would be considered jargon, maybe in some cases, but for us, we're serving a community of marketers, so that's fair game. But there might be other jargon or industry specific language that we would want to spell out. Do you use the Oxford comma? That is the comma before and in a list of three or more items. At Hayorka, we love it. But you might not use it, and that's totally fine. But again, you want to document that. Do you use American or British English spelling? Do you use Canadian like us? It's something to think about, especially if you serve an audience that's all over the world, like we do at Hayorka. But we're based in Canada, so we use Canadian spelling. And then how do you format dates and times? Sounds like kind of a inconsequential, I can't say that word. It sounds like it doesn't matter, but it does matter. Like, are you writing noon, N-O-O-N, or are you writing 12:00? Those things, if you can get your whole team consistent about the way that you're formatting dates and times and things like that, then you'll appear more credible in your posts. My last point is, how do you know if your brand voice is resonating? So I have three things that I would encourage you to look at. And the first is, look at your community's comments and messages. And do you see your brand voice being reflected back at you? So here's some fun ones at Hayorka. Actually, I just, thank you, Jessica, who just edited a reel for me of me reading our punny comments from our community. If you enjoyed this webinar, please go share some love on that reel. I could really use it. Thank you so much. Okay, so here are some of the comments that I love that are so punny. Cyber Impact says, I see what you did there. Very well orchestrated. And Kevin says, comment for breach. I actually laughed out loud when I saw that one. This one is amazing. It's a comment for Andrew, who some of you have probably chatted with. He's on our customer care team. I received fantastic help from Andrew, and I really appreciated his follow-up. He dove right in and resolved my problem quickly. And then the last one from Jameson, they are positively the best. It is so awesome to see our brand voice being reflected at us. And I will say too, when I'm looking at these comments, I'm not just looking to see like, is our community using whale puns? That means our brand voice is good. I'm mostly looking to see, are our community's comments positive and cheerful? Do they have the characteristics of the Hayorka voice? Because that indicates to me, okay, we're on track because our community and our voice, you know, we're vibing. So I'm looking for more things than just puns, but puns are so fun. So I had to include these. The next thing I would encourage you to do is interview your customers, and shout out Josh and Sabrina, who were the first Hayorka users that I interviewed when I joined the team. You guys are so helpful. Here's some questions that I would ask them. How would your users describe your brand? What are they confused about, if anything? What were they surprised by when they got to know you better? So from when they were before a customer, now they are a customer. Did anything surprise them? Like surprise, delightfully surprised, or maybe it was more of a negative surprise. Really dig into that. What would they like to see more of from your brand? And then finally, I would do the same thing with your team members. Interview your team members that are not on your marketing or sales team that really have nothing to do with your brand voice. Ask them how they would describe your brand voice, and don't really give them any more prompts, and see what they say, because it is a red flag. If people on your team, like for example, for us, like our software developers, I want them to know the Hayorka brand voice as well as someone on the marketing team knows it, as well as our community knows it. So check in with your team and make sure they're also on the same page. And that is it for me. Do we have time for maybe a couple questions?
Best advice for a new government type account that's just starting?
A government type account. I feel like you have to start by talking to your team and defining your goals.
I will add for government that a big part of your role as a social media manager is to create trust. And so the brand voice that you decide to go with should make sure there's a big trust element there. Okay, we have, oh my gosh, so many questions now. Could you give us a couple more examples of how you used your brand voice and different tones on social versus in a blog and newsletter or email?
Sure. Yeah. I think I used to do a lot of blogging for Hayorka. And one of the main things I would want to keep in mind is blogs have like a little bit of a longer lifespan, or hopefully they do. They're a little bit more evergreen. So when you're thinking about using like trendy language and stuff like that, I would avoid doing that on a blog, because you don't want to come across a blog in 2 years and have it say like slay, because that's no longer maybe relevant. Whereas that might be fine if it is fine for your brand to use in a social post, because maybe someone's probably not coming across it in 5 years.
Good answer. All right. We have another one. How do you stay relevant on social if your brand is super professional and buttoned up?
Ooh, I think that it's definitely still possible to do that. We do have a blog post on, creative content ideas for boring. That's like in a bunch of quotation marks, boring brands. So I might start with that, because there are definitely still like, trends that you can apply if you are a little bit more of a formal type brand.
I'll post that link right in the chat of what Lyle just referenced of social media for boring industries. All right. I know we're pretty much out of time, but I'll do one more. What would you suggest when clients aren't creative and don't give elaborate answers to questions about branding?
Ooh, one of the suggestions, I think I touched on this in a previous copywriting webinar, but if you can create a form that they can use when you onboard them, and you can, if they're already onboarded, you can just send this to them now. But give them options to choose from. So like, say, how would you describe your brand voice, and just have them like click the different descriptors. That might make it a little bit easier, because the information's already there. They don't have to like take it out of the air, you know? So just kind of like give them a little nudge, and also encourage them to show you some examples of brands that they like. Even if they're brands that aren't in your industry, they can be completely different. But if you see examples, you'll get a sense of what they want to emulate.
Okay, one more, just because I think it's a nice question. Was there ever a time Hayorka had to make shifts in their brand voice? I ask because I have a client who is wanting to do a rebrand, so I'm thinking of the best way to transition into this.
Ooh, I've been at Hayorka for how long? Like what is it, Jesse? Like a year and a half?
A year and a half, yeah.
So I can't really say that in my experience at Hayorka, I don't think we've gone through a huge rebrand. But when I did join, we didn't have editorial guidelines or sort of rules for writing or anything. So that was something that I implemented when we were there. So I think we had like a bit of an idea of what we wanted to sound like, but we hadn't really like nailed it down yet. So that's sort of the point that we're at now. But if you're looking to do a rebrand, Jesse and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. And we were saying, like, if it is something that's a small tweak, that you can probably start slowly implementing that already. But if it is something super major, you're going to want to think about making some kind of announcement for your community, so it's not so jarring. But also like do these exercises, have these conversations with your clients, so you're both on the same page and you both have a really clear picture of where you want to take the brand voice.
And yeah, thanks so much for being here. Join us on social if you're not there already, and have a really wonderful rest of your week, everyone.